Star Wars, Through Flame and Shadow, Episode 1, Recognition. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, the Galactic Republic that had stood for more than 1,000 generations was overthrown by the plotting of its sinister High Chancellor, Palpatine. Seizing control of the Republic's military forces, Palpatine defeated the Separatists who had thrown the galaxy into civil war and declared himself Emperor of the newly christened Galactic Empire. Peace, or a kind of peace, settled over the galaxy, disturbed only by the faint stirrings of rebellion in the outer systems. For those whose lives have been touched by the conflict between rebels and Empire, though, people such as young Josh Kanaren of the planet Rudrig, the desire for justice still burns like a bright flame in their hearts.
Morning, Erdrick.
You're in early today, Josh. What do I owe the pleasure of your punctuality?
I just couldn't sleep. Felt like it was going to be a big day today.
Look around you, lad. Does the shop look busy to you?
Well, no. But that doesn't mean things can't change.
Always the optimist. Well, since you're here, first thing you can do is take a look at the airspeeder out back. Repulsors are on the blink. She's not as responsive as she should be at cruising altitude.
Right. Is that all?
Everything we've got in the shop, anyway. I'll be heading out to the spaceport in a little while. Captain Renartha made planetfall last night, and apparently they had a bit of an asteroid problem on their way in system. They're going to need some hull plates replaced.
Well, I'm sorry for Captain Renartha. But I think it's about time we saw some of our regulars coming back here. Business hasn't been so good lately.
Don't need to tell me that, lad. It's all those big outfits. There's no way we can compete with their prices. Wouldn't surprise me if they've been undercutting us independents on purpose.
Doesn't seem quite ethical, does it?
What's ethics got to do with it? It's business, Josh. Plain and simple.
I guess so.
Don't worry, though. There'll always be a job for you here, lad. I wouldn't want to lose a good mechanic like you to one of those big faceless operations. We'll find the credit somehow.
Thanks, Erdrick. That's nice to know.
Yep. Now get to work before I decide to take it back.
Yes, sir.
Now hush.
Very well.
Morning. What can we do for you today?
Good morning. I understand you do starship maintenance here?
You understand right. Erdrick Farsal's my name, owner and operator of Farsal Starship Repairs.
Pleased to meet you. My name is Salen, and this is Andine.
Amiri Ellen. Don't see many of your race around here, not these days.
My homeworld is a long way from here.
Indeed it is. So, Salen, what can I do for you?
We've been having some trouble with our ship's engines. It's an income A-24 sleuth, about 10 years old. For a while now, whenever we've made planetfall, there's this whining noise from the engines as they power down, and they take a long time to fall back to standby.
I see.
So we were, hoping that you'd be able to take a look at the ship for us and tell us what you think the problem might be.
Well, I'm afraid I'll be heading out of the shop soon. But my apprentice here, Josh, he can take a look at it for you.
I can?
Weren't you the one who was just complaining about having no work to do?
I don't remember complaining about it.
Ah, kids these days. Always trying to wriggle out of something.
We were all that age once, weren't we?
I don't remember being quite that bad. Anyway, Josh, come up here and talk to your customer.
Sure, Erdrick. I'm Josh Kanaren. Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you too, Josh.
Salen, wasn't it? You said you had an A-24 sleuth?
That's right. You have a good memory.
Nah, not really. I like starfighters, that's all.
I've spent my fair share of time flying fighters myself.
Is that so? Well, I'd have to take a look at your sleuth to be sure, but it sounds to me like she just needs a bit of maintenance. When was the last time you had her looked over?
Two or three years ago, I think.
2 or 3 years? Huh?
Josh!
That's, a long time to go between maintenance checks. A sleuth like that should be looked over at least once every standard year. More often than that if she's seeing any kind of action.
Well, action is one thing my friend and I try to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Still, 2 or 3 years? You'd need to bring her in so I can take a look at her. There's no telling what might have gone wrong since the last time she was looked at.
That's done easily enough. You wouldn't charge me for just having a look at the sleuth, would you? We're not exactly swimming in credits, if you understand.
No. There's no charge for just an inspection. Bring her in, and I'll give you an estimate of what needs to be done and how long it ought to take.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Josh.
It's all part of the service.
Well, Endine, it sounds like this is the place for us.
Indeed. Will you want me to accompany you back here, Salen?
No, I think I'll be fine by myself.
I will head into town then and seek lodgings for us for the night.
Good idea. Is it all right if I bring the sleuth here straight away, Josh?
Of course. I'm sure we can fit you into our schedule.
That's great. I'll be back here soon then, Josh.
See you soon.
See? That wasn't so hard now, was it? A bit more practice and I won't even need to come in anymore. You'll be able to run the shop and drum up customers all by yourself.
Well, it wasn't like it was a hard sell or anything, Erdrick.
No, it wasn't at that. She seemed to take a real shine to you, right from the start.
A shine? To me?
You didn't see that shiny gleam in her eye?
What shiny gleam? Oh, stop it. She was old enough to be my mother.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Mid-30s or so, I'd say. And pretty, too, except for the scarring.
It wasn't that bad. Only a bit on the side of her face. Maybe she was injured in combat or something. She did say she was a pilot.
Maybe. Anyway, I'll most likely be gone by the time she gets back. Make sure the two of you don't get too cozy, all right?
I'll do my best. Like this?
Yes? It's not that bad, is it?
You probably can't hear it from inside the ship, but the engines sound terrible when they're fired up. Now, normally the sleuth's a reliable vessel. Incom built them for long deep space missions, after all. But from the sound of it, these engines have seen a lot of use.
Well, I bought this ship secondhand. The previous owner told me that it had done quite a few light years, and I haven't exactly stayed in one place myself a lot since I bought it.
That's understandable. However, with this much wear on the engines, I wouldn't recommend flying her anywhere without a complete engine overhaul at the very least. A better option would be to replace both engines completely.
That sounds expensive.
Well, the engines are the heart of any starship, and the state these engines are in, you can't depend on them. You'd end up stranded in between systems, if you're lucky. Or blown to space dust, if you're not. If you want, I could ask around and see if I could find some reconditioned ones for you. You might save 30 or 40% off the price of new ones.
Do you think that would be worth it, though? It looks like I already inherited a set of problems when I bought the sleuth. Would buying secondhand engines just make it worse?
Not at all. Reconditioned engines are a great value. If you buy them from the right place, you'll know exactly how old they are and how hard they've been worked. I just bought a pair of reconditioned engines for my Z95 last year. It took me ages to save for them, but they haven't given me any trouble.
I'm not sure. I can't afford to make a mistake here. I can't even afford to buy new engines, if you want the honest truth.
I understand, but come on, trust me. I'll even make you a guarantee. If you have any problems with the engines I get for you within, oh, say, 3 years, bring them back, and I'll replace them free of charge.
I doubt Erdrick would be happy about that.
Erdrick has nothing to do with it. You're my customer, remember?
I do trust you. All right, let's go with your plan. Can you give me an estimate on how much you think it'll cost?
Sure, but I'll have to locate some engines first. We've got quite a few suppliers for this sort of thing, and prices do vary. I'll call around and see if I can find what you're after.
Thank you, Josh.
While we're out here, I'll just do a quick inspection of the landing gear and the running lights.
Sure. You said you have a Z95? Do you keep it around here? I haven't seen one of those in ages.
Well, I rent a berth for it at the spaceport. Authorities here don't like armed vehicles in civilian areas.
That seems sensible. Do you get much of a chance to fly it?
When I can afford the fuel, which isn't too often. Mostly I just tinker with her in my spare time. I like to keep her in good condition. She belonged to my father originally.
He bought himself something better. Josh?
He isn't around anymore. Neither of my parents are.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's not your fault. It was a long time ago. I've got a home here now and a job I'm happy with. No point in dwelling on the past.
I'm still sorry.
Please, don't worry about it. Now, the landing skids are still in pretty good condition. Can't see any pockmarks or fractures in the hull either. Not at first glance, anyway. I'll give her a thorough going over as part of the service, of course. It's all included.
That's very generous of you. How long do you think it'll take to get the replacement engines in?
A couple of days. 3 or 4 at the most. Why do you ask?
Well, from what you've been saying, I've realized it might be useful to know a bit about starship maintenance. I'd like to come back and watch you work, if that's all right.
It won't be all that interesting. Time-consuming more than anything. Sure, if you want to, you can watch. I'm sure Erdrick won't mind.
Great.
Come on inside, and we'll get you entered on the system. I'll start making some calls about the engines, too.
Sounds good.
Ma?
Sensors. I see it.
Huh. They're not broadcasting an ID.
No match on the ship configuration either.
Do you think it could be...
Josh, get to the docking port. Take my file.
Hurry, Josh.
Get clear, Josh.
They're attacking.
Josh, get out of here.
No. That whole dream. It's back again. But why? Why now?
All right, just a little bit more. A little bit more. That's it, that's fine. Shut her down, lad.
How's it look, Erdrick?
Just fine. We'll be able to fit the engine into position now. Watch out, it's giving way!
I got it, Erdrick, don't worry.
This lifter's nearly had it, I'm afraid. Old equipment.
Well, we'll just have to put up with it for a while longer, till business picks up again. Maybe sailing here is the start of a new era for us, Erdrick.
Oh, I'm not sure I'd go that far. Who knows? With what I'm learning from you two today, I might end up opening a repair shop of my own.
Ha! We're that good at what we do, huh?
I feel like I'm learning a lot from just watching the two of you working.
What do you think, Erdrick? Feel like taking on another apprentice?
Much as I'd like to, I don't think the market would support it.
Are things that bad around here?
Worse.
Things have been slowing down around here for a year or two now. Are things this bad everywhere, Salen?
The core worlds are as busy as ever, from what I can gather. But here on the Outer Rim, things are getting quieter. The Empire is tightening its grip, imposing new taxes left and right. The civilized citizens of the Empire are frightened by the Empire's talk of rebel insurgents. And so commerce has been shrinking coreward, along the safe established trade lanes. And planets like Ruderig get left out in the cold.
Yeah, the Empire.
She's right. I've heard rumors of rebel activity out here in the hegemony as well. It wouldn't surprise me if the Empire showed up around here sometime soon.
Well, they have bigger problems to deal with at the moment, hopefully. The hegemony is quiet. Why would there be rebels on a quiet planet like this?
I'm sure I wouldn't know.
I wonder sometimes. Do you think these rebels are in a position to hurt the Empire?
I honestly have no idea. We can't trust what the Empire tells us about the rebels. It's not in the Empire's best interest to disseminate accurate information about rebel activity. It's all just propaganda.
Well, I know that I don't believe everything the Empire is telling us.
That's good. An individual should make their own judgments, based on the information available to them.
I don't think I would want to work for the rebels again, though. It would be too dangerous.
Again? Erdrick, did you know you've been harboring an ex-revolutionary under your roof?
Well, yeah, but he doesn't like to talk about it.
Is this something I shouldn't be asking about?
What? No, it's nothing like that. It was my parents more than me, really. They owned a freighter, the Star Drifter. We used to fly cargo missions around here, in the hegemony. And sometimes they'd deliver cargo to the rebels. Food, medical supplies, that sort of thing. But that's all in the past now.
That's right. Josh isn't a rebel any more than I am. He's an honest, hard-working starship mechanic, doing his best to make an honest living. Speaking of which, Josh, come here and give me a hand shifting this engine into place.
Sure, Erdrick.
Look out!
Josh, Erdrick, are you alright?
How did you know the lifter's arm was going to break?
I heard the metal creaking just before it started to bend.
Well, it's a good thing you did, or you'd have inherited this business a lot earlier than either of us was planning on.
Are you sure you're all right, Erdrick?
I'm fine. I'm just fine. Piece of junk lifter. Should have replaced it years ago. I'll go get the other one from out front.
If you want, I can go get it.
No need to baby me, Josh. You already saved my life. Are you going to embarrass me too?
No, of course not, Erdrick.
Right then. Now, you two just stay here while I go get the other lifter. If you want to help, Josh, you can move this useless piece of junk out of the way.
Sure.
It was lucky you heard the arm bending. It was pretty impressive how you pushed Erdrick out of the way so quickly.
I just did what I thought was right.
You must have really sharp reflexes.
Well, sometimes, when I'm flying, even I'm surprised by how fast my reactions are. I mean, it's crazy, but sometimes, it feels like I'm reacting to things before they happen. Must sound like I'm pretty full of myself, huh?
No, not at all. And I don't think Erdrick is complaining.
Well, no. I hadn't thought about it that way. If it helps other people, then it can't be a bad thing. Anyway, that's a bit of excitement for your first day here.
That's right. I wasn't expecting repair work to be quite so violent.
Salen, what do you do when you're not here?
I have a job loading freighters at the spaceport. Just got it yesterday.
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, who are you? Why do you and your friend travel so much? You seem to know so much about the rebels and the Empire, but here you are, on Rudrick, loading freighters.
Isn't a woman entitled to her secrets?
Sorry, I didn't mean to pry.
It's all right. I see myself as an observer, Josh. I travel around the galaxy, getting work where I can, and sort of taking the pulse of each system I come to, finding out how the citizens of the Empire feel about things. The Empire, the Rebels, the Separatists, and the Jedi. I'm curious about these things. I guess I want to find some answers. Some meaning.
Some meaning.
That's right. There has to be more to life than just existing. Or at least, that's what I think. I feel that there's some sort of purpose for everything. For everyone. It's just a matter of being able to see it when it comes along.
I think I understand.
You do?
Yes, sometimes. I feel the same way.
I thought you might.
Bit metal junk. That's more credits I can't afford to spend. All right, let's see if we can't get that engine back up. Hope it's not too banged up.
Right. I mean, right, urgent. Coming.
All right, now get around there and see if you can't wedge the engine casing up a bit.
Like this?
Yep, that'll do. Easy now. Watch it. All right, keep an eye out.
Huh? Sailing?
Hello, Josh.
I haven't seen you for days. Not since we finished putting the new engines in your sleuth. You haven't had any problems, have you?
No. The engines are fine, just like you promised. I was actually waiting here for you.
But why at my home? Why not at the shop?
Well, there was something I wanted to talk to you about, but not with Erdrick around.
Oh?
I wanted to thank you again for letting me watch you work, and for all the work you put in on the sleuth.
It's all part of the job.
Well, yes, but I think there's more to it than that in your case. Did you mean what you said the other day, about wanting to do what you feel is right, and feeling that there's something more to life, something you're meant to do?
Of course. I wouldn't have said it otherwise. But what does that have to do with...
I feel the same way. I want to do what's right. I know I should be doing something more with my life.
It's easy to think that, but harder to do something about it.
That's right. Josh, let's say you have a special ability. An ability that would let you make a difference to all the beings around you, to help make their lives better. But you're the only one you know who's capable of doing those things. And you're worried sometimes that if you're lost, then that knowledge would be lost to the galaxy as well. So do you hide what you can do, hoping to pass on what you know in secret, even though it's cowardly? Or would you stand up and fight?
Why are you asking me this?
It's important to me. Please.
Well, I think it'd be stupid to put yourself in danger if only you could pass on that knowledge. Two can do more than one, after all.
That's what I think, too.
But why are you...
Josh, I have just one more question to ask you.
What is it?
Do you trust me?
Trust you? Well, I...
Do I trust her? Why is she asking all these things? It's weird, but still. I do. I'm not sure why, but I do.
Then could you do me a favor, please? Just close your eyes.
All right.
Is that good for nothing ever going to get home? A few drinks.
I'll be right back with your drinks. Pardon? Of course, yes.
I'll get someone to come and wipe down
my face. I just hung out to me. It's like I knew it right away, from the moment we first met. You're one of us, aren't you, Josh? You can hear me.
What was that?
A beginning, Josh. The start of something.
What?
I want to tell you something, Josh. I've been discussing this with Andine. He doesn't think I should tell you, but I feel something about you. The other day, after that incident with Erdra, I started feeling it even more strongly. And now, well, now I know.
Salem?
My name isn't Salem. It's Serena. Serena DeLayson. And I am a Jedi Knight.
You're a Jedi?
Yes. And what happened just now, what I did, it told me that the Force is strong with you.
The Force?
Josh, I think that with time and training, you could grow even stronger in the ways of the Force. You could become a Jedi as well someday. You could help us fight the growing shadow of the Empire.
Stunned by the revelation that Saelin is a Jedi, one of the guardians of peace and order in the Old Republic, Josh does not know what to say. He only knows that he stands on a threshold, and that his decision will have repercussions not only on his own life, but potentially the lives of millions of other beings in the galaxy.
Star Wars, Through Flame and Shadow, Episode 1. The episode was written by Darkling, based on characters created by Jan Willem Kazans, Darkling and myself, Jürgen. The audio production was done by Jürgen. Featured in the cast were John Lavapai as Josh, Annalyn Husted as Serena, and Brian Reed as Erdrick. Also heard were Jürgen, Bob Welkin, Kay Chalice, Martin Perks, and Cece Peterson. Please visit www.joogn.de/TFAS for more information. Or search for Through Flame and Shadow on Facebook. Thank you for listening.